Welcome, everybody. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public in attendance. I welcome you all this evening to this council meeting number 41 being held on Tuesday the 30th of July 2019, and we're kicking off at 5:30 p.m. We respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Boonwurrung and the Woiwurrung Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, and pay respect to their elders past and present. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place, and that's for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. Today we are proud to say that Melbourne is still a significant gathering place for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. I take this opportunity to notify all of us that this is a public meeting and it's being recorded. And the recording will be made available on our website by close of business tomorrow. There will also be unconfirmed minutes of this meeting made available on our website as soon as practicable. Should you have any queries in relation to the conduct of this meeting, the submission process or the documentation, please speak with a member of our council business team right over here. It is important that we turn off all mobile phones, please, or to silence so that we don't have any of those sorts of disturbances throughout the meeting. Now, the meeting tonight comprises five reports from management, and I'm noting that apologies have been received from Councillor Frances Gilley and Councillor Pinder. Councillors, if anyone has either a direct or an indirect interest as defined under the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to any matter to be considered this evening, could you please state the nature and type of interest prior to consideration of that item? Thank you very much. I'm calling on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 40 that was held on Tuesday the 25th of June 2019. Thank you, Councillor Riley, and I'm calling on a councillor to second that. Thank you, Councillor Rees. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so we declare the motion carried. Councillors, are there any minutes that you would like to consider as part of those minutes? No, thank you. Any items? That's good. Now, the following submission has been received in accordance with the Council's Meeting Procedures Code, or the following submissions. In relation to Agenda Item 6.4, Planning Scheme Amendment C307, which is the gaming policy, we've had items of correspondence from Megan Tabner, who is LGS Legal on behalf of the Doxa Community Club, Inc. We've had an item from Anna Bardsley and an item from Susan Rennie, who is with VLGA. There are no reports from committee for consideration in the open session this evening. As I said, there are five reports from management for consideration in the open session. The first item is records of assemblies of councillors. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, then thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion, the records of assemblies. Any takers, first bidders? Thank you, Councillor Leleu, and seconded by Councillor Oak. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? Would the seconder like to speak to the motion? Would there be anyone else here this evening as councillors that would like to speak to the motion? No, then I'm putting it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so we can declare that motion carried. The next item, 6.2, is authorisations under the Planning and Environment Act 1987. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No. Then I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Rees and a councillor to second the motion. Thank you, Councillor Leppert. Councillor Rees, calling on you to speak to the motion.
I have nothing to add to the officer's report, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Leppert, nothing else to add. Are there any other speakers to this motion? That's up on the screen. Thank you. No? Then I'm going to put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Excellent. That motion is carried unanimously. And that's a good tidy up of an administrative matter. So that's excellent. 6.3, is the consideration of the item 2019 to 2020 small business grants and the social enterprise grants. Councillors, would you like a presentation on this item? No, I'm sure we've all got something to say, but we don't need one. Thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion, Councillor Riley, and to second the motion, Councillor Leleu. Thank you very much. Councillor Riley, would you like to speak to the motion, please?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. This was a very rewarding program, and it's so good to see 97 applicants for the small business grants and 31 for social enterprise grants. And after a very strenuous consultation, the applications were 9 for small business and 5 for social enterprise. So we're on the beginning of a new wave of being able to fund more small businesses and bring them into our beautiful city to support. And I thank the officers for their work on this one. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Riley. Councillor Leleu.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, and I echo Councillor Riley's points as well. And I just wanted to thank officers and also the panellists for recommending. When I look at the industries, you know, creative, biotechnology, retail, sustainability, tourism, which is an area that I think is, I think it's the first time I've actually seen that in terms of the small business grant in my terms here. But it just shows that there is such a variety of the small business that is in here in Melbourne. As we all know, small business makes up, you know, 98 or 95% of the entire business world. So I'm looking forward to a lot of the application and wish them success. I do hope that they remember City of Melbourne as a grant giver to that, because I know a lot of the startups, we have sponsored a lot of the startups, and how they can potentially give back in the future. I think that would be a great way to discuss. But all the while, all the best to the small business grants and social enterprise recipients.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other speakers to this motion? I was just going to add a few words in terms of the wonderful history that this has. Many of the businesses have gone on to become incredibly successful, and it just shows that having a bit of that funding right at the start of their journey can really push them along, like Keep Cup and E.G. Atal, one of the iconic businesses in Melbourne. The success of this program is also reflected in the fact that we're going to be having two rounds going forward, which is very exciting. Well done to the officers for the review and the recommendation, and councillors for supporting. We know that almost 85% of the number of businesses in the city are small businesses, and so their significance to our economy, but also the distinctive offering and personality of Melbourne is vital. The social enterprise grants I also think are fabulous, really bringing that support and economic empowerment to social enterprises. It's like a double whammy benefit for our city and the community, and particularly I note a couple of them like Changemaker and Unison Property Corporation are also focused on delivering employment opportunities through their good work. And again, that's just another way of really revving up our economy and making sure that there are extended opportunities for all. So that's just a reflection of the great work that happens as a result of this program. So well done to everybody involved, and congrats to those who are being considered for grants subject to the vote, which is going to happen now. Councillors, all those in favour of this motion, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you. Councillors, that brings us to item 6.4, which is Planning Scheme Amendment C307, Gaming Policy, which is now going to be considered.
Lord Mayor, I've got a conflict in relation to this item, indirect interest under Section 78C, receipt of an applicable gift to a donor to the campaign, so I'll excuse myself.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Lord Mayor, I'm in the same position. As soon as a conflict, I received as a donation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Riley.
Lord Mayor, I'm in the same situation. So under Section 78C, I will exclude myself from this for this item.
Councillor Rees, thank you. just got to turn that microphone on so we get you. That's it.
Thank you. Can I also declare that I have an indirect interest under Section 78C also due to indirect conflict due to a campaign donation. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Louie. And last but not least, I'm also declaring an indirect interest by virtue of Section 78C, an applicable gift by virtue of a campaign donation. Thank you.
Members of the public gallery, councillors present, my name is Justin Hanney, Chief Executive Officer. Due to the number of councillors who have now declared an indirect conflict of interest in relation to this item, the required quorum of six councillors has been lost. Whilst council's functions can mostly be delegated to special committees or officers, the Planning and Environment Act 1987 prevents council from delegating the power to finally adopt a planning scheme amendment. However, I understand that there is an item of urgent business to be considered later this evening to address this issue. So on that basis, I now invite the councillors to return to the chamber.
Councillors, that brings us to item 6.5, which is fixing fees and refund policy for the registration or renewal of registration of dogs and cats. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, thank you. Then I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, I'm calling on a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Oak, Deputy Lord Mayor, would you like to speak to the motion?
Very briefly, Lord Mayor, because all these fees and charges were outlined in our annual plan and budget, which of course we've adopted. Obviously, the headline is that we love our pets in the City of Melbourne, and responsible pet ownership is absolutely rewarded. And you can see that there's reduced fees for de-sexed cats and dogs, and we certainly encourage that right throughout the city so that we don't end up with problem populations of either cats or dogs in the city, but happy to make these charges.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. No? Any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Watts, then Councillor Rees.
Just very briefly to say that I'm very pleased also to see what a discount is applied to foster dogs. So I think it's very important, and I've made an appeal in the past, for example, for the students in our municipality to understand that they can get beautiful dogs and cats and foster them, and clearly we're offering that incentive in the city for them to do so.
Thank you, Councillor Rees.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, and just adding to Councillor Watts' comments, of course, guide dogs are free. There's a discount for dogs that have been de-sexed, and of course there are discounts for concession card holders and others. Just for the folks in the gallery, I think it's worth noting that there was much debate in the Rees household on the weekend about why is there a differential in fees between dogs and cats. Rees household is a dog household, and so there was some questioning of why there's an almost $70 or $70 plus dollar discount between a cat and a dog. Of course, dogs do receive, how shall I put this, more services from the City of Melbourne in the form of clean-up work in parks and other facilities that are provided for them. So it's not exactly a fee for service, but certainly dog owners are well served by the City of Melbourne.
Lovely. Any other speakers? Wow, this is a popular topic tonight. Councillor Lelou.
Just want to echo Councillor Watts' sentiment as well. You know, as a proud owner of, a cat that I got from RSPCA, foster cat, so I know it's all importance. And I think the point about international students don't needing to buy a pet rather than actually going to the local RSPCA. We also got the lost dog home here in City of Melbourne, where there's a lot of good animals to be rescued. I think it's quite important. Really supportive of the fact that there is no more selling of kittens or puppies here in the City of Melbourne, which I think is quite a positive stance that we have done. But I would encourage people to visit your, if there is any cats and dogs, to visit your local animal refuge.
Terrific. Any other speakers to this motion? Then I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour? It's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Well, this evening that concludes reports from management to be considered in our open session. There are no items of general business to be considered in the open session. So I'm going to ask councillors, are there any items of proposed urgent business?
Yes, Lord Mayor, I have one item and I'd like to move that. The establishment of the Gaming Planning Provisions Committee meets the criteria for urgent business, etc. terms as they appear on the screen.
Okay, so we need to move that the matter meets the criteria, and so I'm calling on you're putting that motion, that it meets the criteria. Thank you, and you're seconding, Deputy Lord Mayor. Do we speak to this motion? No. Yes, we can. Do you want to?
We can, but I think I'll save the debate for the next item.
Good. Would you like to speak to the motion? Would anybody else like to speak to the motion that this matter meets the criteria? I'm going to be better at this next time we do it. No, so we're all voting. Those in favour, please raise your hand. So we're all in favour of the consideration of this matter because it meets the criteria. So I declare that motion carried unanimously. So I'm now calling on Councillor Leppett to move the motion in relation to this matter.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I move the motion as it appears on the screen.
And I'm looking for a seconder. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. So back to you, Councillor Leppett, to speak to the motion.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Well, I wouldn't want dogs and cats to be the most important item for debate today. Very important, by the way, I'm a cat person. The issue that we lost quorum on earlier was Planning Scheme Amendment C307, and I'm not going to debate the contents of that at all today because, of course, we lost quorum on that issue due to conflicts. However, this is a process designed to create a... this is a motion designed to create a process that would allow a special committee of the council made up of five councillors that did not have a conflict to consider the contents of this issue. It would also allow those who made submissions to today's committee to hear that councillors have acknowledged and taken on those submissions. But more importantly, it would allow that special committee to consider what, if any, alternative measures there might be to progress any of the aspects of the report from management that came to this meeting, or indeed to not do any particular thing. But it allows the issue that has been going on for quite some time at great expense, that is a bigger issue than just an issue of what 11 councillors feel on the particular issue. It allows those matters to be aired. And on that basis, I commend to councillors the establishment of this special committee. And I note that the committee, if this motion passes, would be directed to meet. I imagine it's probably only going to meet once next week.
Thanks, Councillor Leppett. Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I agree with Councillor Leppett, and obviously we're not speaking to the item C307. What we're talking about here is the establishment of the committee. And I just absolutely support this smart and prudent way of thinking through this issue because this process to date has been independent, very thorough, comprehensive, and is an excellent body of work and deserves to be brought to fruition. And I thank Councillor Leppett and officers for their smart way in thinking through this process so that we can fulfil our duties and ensure that this important amendment can be brought to a conclusion from City of Melbourne's perspective.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers to the motion this evening? Then I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous. I declare the motion carried. Well, councillors and members of the City of Melbourne team and members of the public, that is the end of our agenda for this evening. Thank you very much for your attendance, for your interest and commitment, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. I'm closing the meeting at 5:50. Stay on script, Sal.